This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is ESPN Radio's Bart and Hahn Podcast.
Our number two, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Jay Williams is going to join us here in seconds, but I first want to tell you about how the weather, it is looking rough out there today. It is looking nasty, but we don't want you to change your plans. Change your wiper blades. Michelin wiper blades use advanced technology to hug your windshield, so gentle away water, snow, and ice, and you can see clearly and drive confidently. Upgraded Michelin wiper blades available on Amazon Prime. So we go to the aforementioned Jay Will right now on the Goodyear Hotline. What's up, man?
What's up, Hahn? What's up, baby?
How are we doing? We got NBA season now. We're in it now. Like, we got games. We got enough games right now that we can start making judgments about teams, can't we?
I feel great. My Bulls are undefeated right now. So I feel like I'm in a great place, and it's been a long time since I've been in a great place, similar to how you feel about your Knicks. So it looks like we're both in good places right now.
I was feeling better until, we got a little complacent against the Magic, Orlando. But I'm going to leave it at that. But you know what? Before I get into what the Knicks have tonight on the board, I want to know if you – the 4-0 star for the Bulls. Now, Bart takes this very personally when I say that the schedule maker did give them a home-and-home with the Detroit Pistons, which is sort of like – you want to get off to a good start. Go ahead, play the Pistons.
Yeah, quit hating.
I'm just saying.
Quit hating.
I'm just saying.
Hey, Bart. Look, if God wants to keep giving gifts to us, we'll take it. We're not going to turn down gracious gifts from God. What are you talking about?
You got to play what's in front of you,
right?
You can
only play the team. You can only play the teams in front of you, Bart. All the cliches are coming
out. Dish pizza for you.
No deep dish.
No,
but are you buying, like, with the Bulls, are they a team that you think, like, I feel like there's two teams. There's the Nets and the Bucks, and then there's really everyone else, because I'm not quite sure yet what the Heat are, so I'll put them in that middle. I'll put them right there at third. But after that, I feel like there's a jumble of teams that can be
Charlotte.
Anywhere, I know, from like four, like let's say 3 to 8. There's a bunch of teams that you could put them in anywhere. Like, do you feel like the Bulls are in that mix?
I feel like they're towards more of the upper echelon of that mix. I think the one thing I wish I could combine is the tenacity that the Knicks play with each and every night. I wish I can get the Bulls to buy into that, because I do think ultimately defensively, they're considered one of the top defensive teams now, but those numbers I think are inflated obviously because of who they're playing, right? But, when you have Zach LaVine, when you have DeMar DeRozan, we have Alex Caruso that can come off the bench, we have Lonzo Ball, I do think they have a chance to be a good defensive team. And I do think that we underrate, how Lonzo has improved, and with DeMar DeRozan, who's been locked away in San Antonio for a while. People, he doesn't fit into this league anymore. It's a 3-point shooting league, and he's more of a 2-point scorer. So I do think the pieces fit,
right,
man. They just need help on the bench. They need help from the bench.
Yeah, don't have the same depth. All right.
To me, DeRozan reminds me of Sean Livingston. You know what I mean? His mid-range game is crazy. And we've seen all the teams that have had success in the postseason has had a mid-range scorer who can come off that pick and roll and just pop the J. You look at Chris Paul do it 1,000 times, right? Because guys are going to run you off the three-point line. And sometimes your 3 points are hitting. But, you're not going to be able to get a free pass to the bucket when it's the playoff time. You got to pay the toll when you go past go.
Scott, geez, I don't know what the hell I was talking about. I want to say this, though. I think DeMar DeRozan still has a chance to be somewhat special. I do, and you and I would talk about this. San Antonio is going to be an interesting situation for how they handle everything with Coach Pop and moving forward in time. But I do feel like it's become one of those places that people – kind of forget. No offense, Bart, I wouldn't compare DeMar DeRozan to Sean Livingston. I know Sean Livingston got a chance to win a championship and with Golden State and played special, but DeMar is still pretty talented, man. He was at one time one of the most gifted scorers in the league. I think we forget about him because he has been down in San Antonio.
I wasn't trying to disrespect him. I'm just talking about Livingston. Like he
meant
the
mid range.
Yeah, he never missed.
Yeah, he was
like
in
the mid range. He always came off pick and rolls. He was able to just to kill you from that. So to me, being a 2-point scorer isn't a negative thing because you need that in the postseason when people run you off the 3-point lines.
All right, we're talking with Jay Williams on the Goodyear Hotline, of course, from Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max in the morning. Jay, so let's get into the Knicks here. They play the Sixers tonight. In a game that feels like an early sort of litmus test, right?
They
kind of gave the game away against Orlando the second time around, but their first two games, a really impressive double overtime, just wild game against the Celtics to open the season. Then they completely blow out the Magic down in Orlando. They're averaging 49 three-point attempts. Is Tom Thibodeau still coaching this team? He is, but they're all about that three ball now. Is it too much?
Well, it's... Tom is always coach. I mean, did you see the quote from him the other day? I have no need for a girl in my life because I'm married to the game, right?
Yep.
So he's always coaching now. And I heard your little preseason rant that you went on about them shooting threes. And I like this version. And I will also say this, and you guys know, like, I grew up in New Jersey, Nets fan, but I'll always give respect to where respect is due. Like, when these games come to the Garden now, I feel like it's a playoff game. I'm like, oh. The 76ers are in town against the Knicks. Like, that's going to be that's legit going to be a fight. Like, I love the energy around it. I think, look, the one thing I will always worry about with the Knicks as it relates to, like, their scoring and kind of keeping that going, like, I know what kind of defensive effort they bring to the table, but I think the easier they can score, Alan, like, that's when you start talking about the Knicks taking that next step.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's too many threes or not. I just like seeing them score and defend, right? Instead of it being like we can defend, but we can't really score if things are going through Julius. So the combination, I'm cool with it for the time being. Like, give me a reason. I mean, unless you just throw a lackluster effort like they did against Orlando.
Yeah.
But with the exception of that, I like the scoring.
Well, I think they're going to play up, right? And I'm excited to see all the creatine and cell tech that Mitchell Robinson has been taking all offseason. I want to see if he brings that same smoke and that same energy to Joel Embiid. And I just worry that he may be so hyped up that Joel Joel getting pumped up with the pump fake and he getting him with the easy buckets, man. But I want to see if that forearm can hold Joel to that 280 out. I want to see if that tricep extension, them extra curls for the girls he's been doing, it's going to be put to use tonight.
You know why? Because Joel, it don't matter if all the curls for the girls in the world for Mitchell Robinson, because Joel had that grown man body.
Yeah.
Like, that's – ain't nobody stopping that bar. I don't – and I know that he has a chance to be defensively special, but, like, you are talking about an anomaly in the game of basketball right now with Joel Embiid. Like, ain't nobody really stopping him other than maybe – the Joker who has the same body mass that can keep him off the block.
Well, Sabonis used to keep Shaq out of the paint, man, with that old man strength. We're going to see if Mitchell Robinson got some of that old man strength.
Yeah, I just want to see. I want to just keep him.
Or these popcorn muscles.
Keep him out of foul trouble. Jay, one more on this game, though, tonight. Again, Knicks Sixers at the Garden, and it's, again, for the Knicks, I feel like this is that litmus test of, okay, are you ready to take that step? Well, you got to do it against a team like the Sixers, with or without Ben Simmons. If they, I'm giving you the if because I want to know what you think. If they win this game tonight, what does that tell you?
It tells me that I may end up having to buy Stephen A. Smith a new suit.
Ooh.
And I don't like the prices that his new suits go around. because my checking account and my banking account, Bart, this line, they got messed up. They're not connected.
hold that build up to the light. See if they're like, hold it. How much
is
we've
all been there, but. Alan, if they win this game, granted, look, it's still early in the season, but like I do think it sets a different tone around the Knicks. It kind of makes you start thinking, like, is this a team that can make it to the Eastern Conference Finals if things go right?
Oh, Jay,
like, are we talking about them like that?
Jay's singing that sweet music to me now, Bart. He's singing that sweet music to me now, though.
Tracy Morgan on hold now. Tracy Morgan on hold. See, the Knicks, you know what I'm saying? You got to underfill me.
My bet with Stephen A. Smith is they will not get to the Eastern Conference semifinals. I do think there is a history of Tibbs burning teams out, and injuries typically come into factor later the longer he stays with teams because of how he plays. But you have to think that if they were to make a statement tonight and beat this team and it's a good offensive showing, I don't know, man. They're getting into that conversation. It's crazy, but it's true.
Remember it. Write it down. Take a picture. I don't give a
Yeah, I'm going to totally remember this one. the Lakers. They also have, to me, a real interesting game tonight. And they are a team that I feel like has – they're that team of let me know what's happening when we get to March, right? Do you look at them
exactly.
and think that, like, whatever's going on now, don't even – like, I'm not even paying attention. They are that old – remember what you say, the old cliche about the NBA, you only have to watch in the fourth quarter. The Lakers are literally that team, but not about the game, the season. Tell me about it in the fourth quarter of the season. Then I'll pay attention.
You know what else, Alan? I would say this. All these things that are happening, like you're only feeding the beast, right? If it's Rajon Rondo and the hypothetical gun and, you know, the fan slaps his hand out, gets kicked out, like that turns into controversy. If it's the Anthony Davis and Dwight Howard getting into an argument, if it's Dwight Howard getting snubbed from the top 75, it's LeBron James, you know, taking trash talk from Cameron Payne sitting on the bench of them getting blown out against the Suns. And he's saying, stay humble. Mm-hmm. Like, mark all this stuff down now, because what you're doing is, you know, this team is going to find their rhythm later in the year, just like you stated, but you're providing ammunition for LeBron James. And from one guy that we have been able to see consistently how he channels that ammunition, and this team, this veteran team, that's going to be a scary thought when we hit midseason.
Yeah, they play the Spurs tonight. They get off to a 1-2 start. Remember, they went 0-6 in the preseason. Not that it matters, but it's just you're looking at it like they're not doing a lot of winning right now, but I still don't think that that's going to matter. You had Tim Legler on your show, and he talked about how LeBron's taking a lot of threes. Is that by design, or is that him trying just to preserve himself early on but instead of driving to the basket like he's so used to doing?
Well, I said it to you guys. I said actually on your show that I thought we might see LeBron take more threes than we have in his career because now you're playing with somebody that requires the laws of attraction around the paint, right? Like it is like Russell Westbrook with the way he can attack the rim, like there, you naturally have to create floor spacing off of that. Like LeBron can't be the only guy attacking. So he's going to get wide open threes, but I do believe we will see LeBron. Some of the veterans I've seen have done this over the course of the ages that I've watched basketball, and Bart, I'm sure it's the same in football. Well, not to the same degree because you guys have less games, even though this year 17 games, but it just feels like guys play themselves into that type of lather when it finally feels like they're about to kick up into a different gear the last 2.5, 3 months of the season. And I think for LeBron James, you're 19, 30, you know, like 37, like that's exactly what you're going to see this year from LeBron James. It's about what matters at the end of the year, more so than criticizing and analyzing everything at the beginning of the year.
All right, Jay. I put this out on Twitter this morning. I know you're a guy that loves your music. I loved when we worked together in the mornings in the summer. We used to put on, we get our music, we get our vibe going. So I know you're a guy that likes your music. So on this day in 1985, Whitney Houston went number one with Saving All My Love for You, which, as we all know, is just like one of those songs that just shows her range, her talent, all that stuff. And, of course, you know, made her great. I asked this question. Now, she's easily the top five pop singer voice of all time. Now, voice, again, not your career.
You gotta understand what pop means.
Yeah, and Bart and I were talking about this. Pop, we were talking about this with Jeff Saturday, too. Pop music means it was popular, meaning it doesn't matter what genre, that everyone in the country knew their music, right? So when I tell you her voice talent, I might put her at number one. Now, there's
number
other.
One.
Like,
she's
there's
number one to me.
There's
she's
Mariah. Me. I mean, there's Marvin Gaye. No. There's Frank Sinatra. There's Freddie Mercury. There's Ella Fitzgerald. Like, you got to go all the way back
Aretha Franklin.
Ooh, Ella Fitzgerald.
Like, I'm giving you some. Freddie Mercury, remember, from Queen. Like, Freddie Mercury had a voice.
Aretha, man. It's the queen
of
soul, man.
I mean,
Aretha, you're right on that, too, Bart.
Am I missing anyone? I mean, am I missing
Patti
any
LaBelle?
Names there? Patti LaBelle.
Luther Vandross.
Patti LaBelle. Luther Vandross, huh?
You know, Big Luther.
A house is not a home. Tell him, Bart.
But if I had to give you this one voice that you will hear, the one singer that you could only listen to for the rest of your life, would it be Mariah or would it be Whitney?
Alan Hahn, this is like close to 10 years ago. I went out to L.A. with one of my boys, and we were staying downtown at the Beverly Hills Hotel. And when I tell you, I bumped into Whitney Houston in the pool. This is post Bobby Bart, okay, in the pool, and she was kicking it, and she recognized one of my friends. We started talking. I was like, "Can you just please sing me just sang me a song, and she started singing.
Come on.
And I'm in a trance. I'm still in a trance. It's Whitney. It's not even a question to me, Alan.
Oh, or
it's
man.
Whitney. That's my baby. I love her.
That's a great story.
She's Jersey's own, too. You know, it's connected to home pride.
Exactly.
I tell you what, though, when she, in The Bodyguard, when she sings the Jesus Loves Me song, right?
I always love
it. Oh, my God. Like, the voice, just again, the voice is just incredible. And I just, like I said, I was kicking that around.
Just to defend Mariah just a little bit, Mariah is capable of singing opera.
Yes.
So you talk about the talent and the range. She can sing actual opera.
That's why
opera,
I don't think
falsetto.
This is easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy. And then there's, of course, other voices
really
you have to consider.
Is have the best boyfriend or husband entertainer conversation. Nick Cannon? Bobby Brown, what you doing? I don't have any question. Never mind. Take it back.
Yeah, because that takes you in a whole different place, Jay.
I know. I just like the fact that
you were in a pool with Whitney and she sang to you. That's a pretty good. I kind of like that humble brag. I kind of like that. I like that you brought that to the show.
It was a memorable moment for me in my life.
My guy. Jay Will, thanks so much, man. Great to talk to you.
All right, boys.
All right, Jay Williams again. You can hear him. Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max on the morning right here on ESPN.
But I bet you our listeners got a group of people that we kind of forgot about because it's some people in the 70s and 80s that we don't know really.
No, there's some voices.
Charlie Wilson.
And I said, this is pop. So if you like Jeff Saturday. Isley. Remember we talked to Jeff Saturday, and Jeff Saturday even brought up some country, Patsy Cline. He's like, well, does that count because she's country? I said, well, but she had a popular song that the whole country knew, and then, yes, that voice counts. So that's I think it's just one of those fun things we like to do. So I had Whitney, Mariah, Marvin Gaye, Frank Sinatra, Freddie Mercury, Ella Fitzgerald. Am I missing anyone that should be in
you keep
this
skipping
type
over,
of a conversation?
You keep skipping over
Aretha
Franklin.
There's a lot of names.
But you keep forgetting Aretha and Luther.
I was giving you the ones that I tweeted.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't want to add to things I didn't tweet, so
okay,
people call me out for the tweet.
Gotcha.
But I'm just saying, it's one of those fun conversations. I know Jay loves music, like you love music.
Straight singers.
Like,
you know what
I
mean?
Love music.
Like,
yeah.
Voice, not just who's popular, who can dance,
well,
and who
it still
look
is
good.
Pop. It still is pop. But it's not about your hit, like how many hits you had. It's not about that. It's not like, you know, well, Madonna had this or Michael Jackson had that. No, it ain't about that. Yeah. It ain't about albums sold. It's just the purity of the voice.
Yeah.
And just how amazing the voice is. And I just thought, Whitney, when I hear that song, Saving All My Love for You, which, by the way, the story of that song, listen to this voice. Listen to this voice, man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the story of the song, by the way, it's about the other woman, but she is the sympathetic figure somehow.
Yeah.
It's an amazing song.
This thing, man.
1985, by the way.
This thing. Some things change. Some things remain the same. We still making songs about side pieces. Because what was the one before that? I Know You Were Him or something.
Was it Ray Parker Jr., The Other Woman?
No, it's a famous one.
And I know it.
And I know it for a reason. Yeah. I can't tell you why I know it.
Okay. Well, you know the Pina Colada song is supposed to be about another woman.
Oh, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. if loving you means being without you, I'd rather be by myself.
Or there's this song.
Yeah.
Oh, man. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It is Barton Hama coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck, Pier 17. Yes, this is ESPN Radio. It is a sports talk radio station, but, I mean, we can't help it. We also got to bring our music into it as well. All right, let's grab some calls here. Trey in Los Angeles has a question for Bart Scott. Trey.
Hey, yo, Bart, I got a question. How many times did you sack Phillip Rivers? And who do you think is going to take the next USC job? And what do the Chargers need to make the Chargers defense a better accusation?
Did you ever sack Phillip Rivers?
Yeah, yeah, and I got a couple picks off of. I got a pick off of him too.
You got a pick off him too.
I got a pick off of him. How
many sacks?
One, I think one.
You got a?
I hit him, so I think I got one. But like LT, got plenty of Bart Scott face paint on him from the helmet. So got that.
With Danny and Tomlinson, right?
Yeah, LT.
And you guys became teammates, right?
Yeah, we were teammates after that. Yep.
After that, right.
Yeah, because we went against that undefeated year where they were undefeated. We were undefeated. We ended up 13-3 when Lights Out was at the height of his superpowers. But, that year, I think it was 2006 when they really had a really good team and we had a really good team. But, when you talk about the Chargers, they got the pass rush. You worry about, sometimes, Derwin James is good, but you worry about on the outside, locking up. I forgot who the corner that they had that they let go, that they had brought in. They kind of went with some retreads. And I think on the outside is where you get concerned with them out at, and also at the, you know, the linebacker Murray, I think, has been hurt. You know, outstanding guy who I thought was a good linebacker from Oklahoma a couple of years ago. I think he has to kind of mature a little bit more. They're still waiting for him to come around. He came out the same year, I think, as Patrick Queen. But they just need to get, I think, on the outside is where I get concerned, because Derwin James is outstanding. But I worry about them sometimes at corner.
You know, in the ESPN power rankings for week 8, they are 10th.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so
they had a week I believe.
Yeah,
so
yeah, they did.
Forget.
And they dropped, though, from 8. So I think they are that franchise that you saw last year is the one that just couldn't get those wins, right? They had so many close games, but you could tell they had something brewing, and they had the quarterback finally, and it looked like they were all heading in the right direction. And I just think this team is that. This is almost what you want as a fan. They are trending up. Right? They are trending up. They are like, all right, from last year to this year, you can really feel good about where this team is headed. And it's that questions like that. Well, what do they need to do to take that next step? But I think they're very much, if you're 10th in the power rankings for ESPN NFL, then you are definitely heading in the right direction as far as trying to be a contender. So that is certainly a team that I feel like is on the rise. You're a fan base of the fan of the Chargers. You got to feel good about the direction of the franchise. All right, Barton Hahn. So Bart, speaking of, he was talking about college jobs, mm-hmm. the USC he mentioned, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
there's one
Eric
name.
Eric Dantme is still there.
Yeah. You well, there's I mean? There's one name that has been attached to some college rumors that is a coach that you would never think would ever leave the NFL. In fact, you'd never think he'd get fired. But he had to address those rumors today, and you got to hear what he said to address such rumors and shoot them down. You will hear that and more next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and on ESPN Plus.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
There's one of those voices I was talking about, Bart Scott. Yeah. Not this one. This is David Bowie. But you hear in this song, Freddie Mercury, who's from Queen, who I feel like has one of the, again, most iconic voices in the history of pop music. But Whitney Houston, though, would probably take the crown at number one as we were celebrating her. As we were talking with Jay Will about this earlier, I know people want to discuss it with us.
I want Aretha, man, because I'm from
Aretha's,
Detroit.
Aretha's in there, too. I'm not taking anything away from you. I don't think it's an easy list. If I told you you had to name five... That five is very difficult, because you got to keep it. You got to make a wide range. You've got to cast a wide net when it comes to what is considered pop music. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Protecting your small business is a big deal. Cover what you've worked so hard for. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com. So we'll get your calls on this. We will. And other things, of course, involving the world of sports. But right now, it's time to hear from the headline makers and what we like to call, Bart Scott.
Audio files. No, they're supposed to wait for it. I paused it. The audio files. They know how this thing goes. I say, audio files. But you got to wait for me to say it, man.
I don't want to get a silence alarm crying out loud.
All right.
You sitting at the damn free throw line like Giannis. Hey, who's a guy like Bill Cartwright used to take the shot and he hold it up?
Yeah.
Like, bro, shoot the ball. You have when you
like
shot.
Carmelo faked the other day and everybody fell over.
All right, here we go. Here we go, Bart. Ready?
Right,
I'll lay open the pause here.
It is time now for
audio files. Quick on the trigger,
man. Ryan was ready to pounce. He was excited to hit the button. All right, so let's begin. Audio files. And as I mentioned, there's a lot of rumors. The USC job is open. There are a couple of college jobs open. And one name or that will be open maybe. And one name that keeps coming up, that keeps being discussed, that keeps circulating, is one of a coach who has a job and doesn't seem like he's in any duress that he would lose this job. He's had the job for a long time, and oh, by the way, he's never had a losing season. Who is that man? Come on, it's obvious. It's Mike Tomlin. So when Mike Tomlin was asked about the USC speculation involving him, let's just say he said, you know when they say never say never? Yeah, this is never.
Hey, guys, I don't have time for that speculation. I mean, that's a joke to me. I got one of the best jobs in all of professional sport. Why would I have any interest in coaching college football? That'll be the last time that I address it. And not only today, but moving forward. Never say never, but never. Okay?
See, that's
anybody else got any questions about any college jobs? There's not a booster with a big enough blank check. Anybody asking Sean Payton about that? Anybody asking Andy Reid about stuff like that?
I mean, he sounds mad.
Yo, listen.
He sounds mad.
This is who you want to be your leader. Like, because when he comes down and shuts stuff down, he shuts it down. I mean, if you're the owner, you're like, hell yeah, give him an extension. Best job ever. We ain't never got to worry about it. Don't pay him for his loyalty. Here's a couple extra million on the side.
But he did also bring up, how come no one's asking Sean Payton or Andy Reid about this? Why me?
Right.
You've said this. He's been under fire
in
Pittsburgh.
So just come talk to the black guy.
Well,
you're making it uncomfortable.
Why are you coming to me? I'm really uncomfortable. When you do that thing with your eyes,
he said, go talk to Van Joseph. He ain't say none of that stuff. he couldn't take it. Go talk to Brian Flores. He having a tough time
in Miami. I won a championship.
Never had a losing season. This dude down there spending all the damn waste management money, you know what I'm saying, down there. Yeah, he owns waste management, right? I think so. Okay. Whatever. You spend all that waste management money. Why don't you go talk to his ass? Bringing his smoke to me. Man, it's the last time I'm talking to you about it. Today, tomorrow, don't ask. You ask me again, I'm getting your credentials removed, and we're throwing your ass out of the building. How about that?
I love his loyalty, but I just love the response, too, and he's letting you know. Don't ask me again. Man, he could coach for my team any day. Mike Tomlin, one of my favorite people in the world and one of the best coaches, and there's only one reason why. He gets the respect from his players. Period. End of sentence. All right, moving on. We love Sal Palantonio, right?
That's my guy.
One of our favorite people. And you and him, of course, had an iconic can't wait moment that is still referenced to this day. But he also puts out lists, like we all do here. And he discusses, Bart Scott, his top four teams right now in the AFC. And I want to see if you agree with him.
I'm looking at this AFC, and I covered the Bills this year. I've seen both the Ravens and the Bengals. Next week, I'm going to see Titans and Colts in Indianapolis. I got to believe that those are the top four teams in the AFC right now, is Bengals, Bills, Titans, and maybe the Colts coming on, with the Baltimore Ravens trying to figure out where they fit.
So maybe the Baltimore Ravens, he has them at five, but are we missing anyone?
How the hell is he putting the Colts in there?
Yeah.
Like, is he projecting? Last I thought, they just got above 500, right? Like, come on, so I understand that their schedule is going to get a lot lighter coming up, and I understand that they had a tough opening schedule. But come on, man, the Ravens got reinforcements coming. I'm not about to put the Colts, who has a worse record than the Ravens, above the Ravens. The Ravens could, didn't they beat the damn Colts? No, they ain't beat the Colts. That was a lie. Never mind, listen. Let me tell you
something. How do you even confuse the two?
Blue.
Never mind.
Derek Wolfe.
Cincinnati, by the way, in the ESPN Power Rankings for this week that just came out, they moved up from 11 to 7 ahead of the Ravens.
Yeah, that's of course.
Only the Bills have a higher ranking among AFC teams.
Because they got good losses, right? They got good losses. They lost to the Green Bay Packers. Now, they lost to Minnesota. They lost. I forgot who else they lost.
It was the kick. Remember the crazy kick situation?
Yes, they lost to Minnesota.
But, you know, the Titans are 9. The Chargers are 10.
They lost to them Jets.
The Titans did,
yeah.
Which still is just mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling. But that's Sal. We love Sal. Maybe we'll have him on and we'll discuss a little more.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we are at the point of now, the baseball season, where it is the fall classic.
Are you willing to watch this, man?
I almost feel like I got it. I mean, I got Knicks Sixers tonight, so I got to be honest with you. I'll probably parachute in a little bit. But it is Braves Astros for the championship. Game one is tonight. And you know what? As much as I want to believe that the Braves are America's team, because who wants to see a cheating franchise win another title? You're right, though, about Dusty Baker, right? Like, Dusty Baker is a guy that's really difficult to root against.
Your uncle.
And what we've known about him throughout his whole career is he's about one thing.
I think that's been gone a while. I mean, we are here where we wanted to be. And so you just play the game. I mean, you play the game for the love of the game and the love of you know, winning, you know. And they're about winning, and, you know, I'm about winning.
He's always been about winning, but he's saying that the narrative about the Astros should be long gone, that that's in their past now. Don't judge this current team.
He can't control that.
On what happened before he got there.
As long as Altuve's there.
Yep.
If Altuve wasn't there and they were doing this, people wouldn't say that. If Carrera wasn't there, mm-hmm. and Bregman, if those guys, the core guys that still were responsible for that cheating scandal, is still there. But here's the thing. You know who's the biggest winner? The Mattress King. Mattress King, every single year, the Mattress King bets like $2-3 million.
Yep.
He stands. Listen, this is before this is before Houston even got close. This is like when it started. He put up like, I forgot, whatever he puts up, he gets $34 million if the Houston Astros wins the championship.
Mm-hmm.
34. You talk about props and bets and parlays and guys waiting for something. Man, $34 million.
Yep.
And he's probably lost about the last couple years since he bet too. He's probably lost like, he probably 10 in a hole.
But if they win the championship.
How many mattresses is this dude selling that he can just put up this type of money?
Let me ask you something. If the Astros win the World Series, does that, you know, again, the 2017 stuff and all the scandals and the allegations, everything else, does it go away or is it always going to be with them forever and ever and ever?
It's always going to be with them.
And maybe because, like you said, Altuve's there.
It's still going to be there because Altuve hit the home run and sent the Yankees home, right? With a pitch
that looked like he knew it was coming?
Exactly. And it looked like Chapman knew that he must have knew that what was coming because...
Remember, that was a couple of years ago. That wasn't the 17 wasn't that home run.
But I'm talking about that one.
Yeah.
I'm talking about that. It's moments like that.
Where he wouldn't take the jersey off.
Because you can cheat. And I know people that have cheated. But it may not even work to your advantage 10 times, but it's the 11th time. The one time where he knew that it was coming for Chapman, or he knew that a certain pitch was coming, and it bared dividends just because they knew what was coming.
Mm. Well, we'll see what happens, and the series begins tonight. Full coverage, ESPN Radio.
You're gonna cry in the car.
I'm not going to cry on anything, man. Not this. It's over. I can't control this. All right, that's audio files. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We will grab more of your calls and, of course, discuss a little more about the World Series that begins tonight. And who do you think has the edge? And can the narrative ever, ever go away? Can they ever wash themselves clean of it? That would be the Houston Astros. Dusty Baker said, I had nothing to do with it. I'm here. I'm about winning. But will you ever look at them the same throughout this era? For that franchise. Sorry. But I do want to tell you that we are going to hook you up, by the way, speaking of this game. One lucky listener with $1,000 during tonight's baseball championship game. This is how you are going to have a chance to win $1,000. You enter to win. Here's what you got to do. Listen to the game on ESPN Radio, which you normally would do. And at the top of the seventh inning, you got Dan Eduardo and Jessica. They're going to announce to you a winning word. You then take that word and you text it to 777-000, and you enter the chance to win $1,000. Keep listening to our ESPN Radio broadcasts for the baseball championship because the prizes, they get bigger as we go along. In fact, it grows by $1,000 for each game. So you want this to go seven because if it goes to a game seven, the final prize, take out your calculator, it'll be $7,000. There's no purchase necessary. You can go to ESPNradio.com if you want complete sweepstakes rules. One more time. You listen to game one tonight. Hear the winning word in the seventh inning. Text it to 777-000, and you get a chance to win $1,000 just for listening. Message and data rates, of course, may apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Han.
Welcome back, Bart and Han, ESPN Plus, ESPN Radio. So, Bart, I've got this new book from Mark Messier, No One Wins Alone. We're actually going to talk to Mark Messier a little bit later on in the show, which is great. And he is famous, of course, for guaranteeing a win for the Rangers when he played for the Rangers in 94.
Such a New York thing, right?
It really is. The guarantee thing. So what he said was, we will win. And the great Larry Brooks of the Post turned that into a guarantee. And all he was saying was, we will win.
Yeah.
And they had to win. That series was going to be over. They were about to have a great season, was going to go down the drain if they didn't. And he scores a hat trick on the road, although it's New Jersey. It was just across the river.
They throw octopus?
And no octopus in New Jersey, no. I don't know what they throw there, but it's not octopus. but anyways, he does that. It becomes one of the famous guarantees of all, because then they go on to win the Stanley Cup. And we were just kind of thinking, all right, so while considering Mark Messier as one of the great guarantees, it is so funny how there's so much of a New York flavor to the great sports guarantees, because I almost feel like it's the media that
arrogant,
asks.
Cocky.
No, it's the media that asks those questions. Do you think you'll win?
Yeah, they did.
Like,
they
what
did,
am I
they,
supposed
they,
to say? No.
They disrespect you.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you really feel like you're going to win this game? So, I mean, I think the one that we remember the most is Joe Namath, Broadway Joe. He was at a press junket before the Super Bowl in Miami. And it literally just, what was he supposed to say? No, I don't think we're going to win. Yeah, I believe we're going to win. And they were like heavy underdogs against the Colts, and they ended up winning that game. And it was a huge moment in football, because it sort of legitimized the AFL and brought to a merger that eventually became what the NFL is today. There's that one. I love the Plaxico Burress one. And again, him playing for the Giants.
Brady laughs so and, smug.
Well, think about it. He, before the Super Bowl, not only did believe they were going to beat the unbeaten Patriots, who were going for perfection, he actually said they were going to win the game 23-17. And the funny thing is that Tom Brady then said, well, our offense is only going to score 17 points.
And he laughed, yeah.
Of course, the final score was what? Was it 17-14? Right?
No, it's seven. They scored 17. It was like 17-20 or 20.
Was it 20? It was
something like that. Yeah. I don't know. I asked a Giant fan. I forget about those.
I thought it was like they held them under 17. Maybe it was 16. Maybe that's what it was. But they held them under 17, which Brady couldn't believe it. There's another one that I don't know if this is this considered a guarantee. Babe Ruth calling his home run.
Nah, calling the shot.
Where he just holds the bat out and tells you exactly where he's going to hit it, and then he hits it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right there.
Muhammad Ali.
Kind of like
Muhammad
that.
Ali got a bunch of guarantees in there.
Yes, Muhammad Ali did a lot, but he could feel pretty confident beating people. 1980. Now, non-New York ones. 1987. Pat Riley. The Lakers win a championship. We didn't see a repeat champion in the NBA in many, many years.
Yeah.
And he said, next year we're going to do it again.
Is that the three-peat?
And they did.
He created the word three-peat.
Well, that was after they won the two, but the back-to-back was
Buffer?
But the back-to-back was him saying it at the podium, and all the Lakers were looking at him like, are you crazy? So they felt the pressure to win, and he wanted to do that to set that tone. And then when they won back-to-back, they had the parade, yeah. And he goes, and next year, and then Magic famously shoved the towel in his mouth, like, you can't say it.
Yeah, Rex tried it.
Rex did, yeah. There are a lot of failed ones.
He tried it.
Moses Malone, he gave you the faux-faux and faux. It became 4-4 and 5, but they almost did sweep their way to a championship, the Sixers. So there's a lot of really, really good ones out there. And then, of course, the late Jim Fossil. The Giants got to a Super Bowl. They didn't win it, but he got to a Super Bowl after losing two games in November, and he said, we're not going to lose again. We're going all the way, and they did. You know, so a little bit of thing on the predictions, but Mark Messier, of course, is one in the hearts of Rangers fans, and in the lore of hockey is one that goes down in history as one of the great guarantees of all time. Do you have any that you can remember? At Barton Hahn on Twitter, let us know. I mean, see what I'm saying? Now, the thing when we're talking about great singers and great voices in the history of music, I mean, Frank Sinatra's on that list, but we are playing – an older Sinatra. You know, this is when the scotch gets to your voice and you just don't have that same.
Yeah.
He still has power, as you can hear. But this song doesn't really show off what his voice sounded like. I implore people, listen to more of the Sinatra stuff from more like the 70s, the 50s, before Reprise. Like, his voice was as perfect as you can get for a male singing voice.
What about Bocelli, the opera
Bocelli.
Singer?
Bocelli. Yeah. Yes, Andrea Bocelli. That's a great reference. Yeah. Amazing voice. You know he's blind, right? Amazing, isn't that?
He sees with sound waves.
It doesn't matter. What do you have to need to see when you have a voice like that?
I don't know. Listen.
People, I sing with my eyes closed.
Listen. The greatest. No, real talk.
Yeah.
And I wish somebody can find the person for me. Listeners, please help me out. Whoever is the lady singing in the movie Fifth Element, that's the alien with the movie with Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
And
that,
she
breaks.
Whoever that lady is, oh my God. Listen, when she like, yo, I get chills. Like, I watched that movie.
Ryan's
got to
go
that.
Find that now just so we can play it. I want to see a reaction. So Ryan's got to do that while we
Fifth
do some
element,
more stuff.
Man. That is hot fire.
Are you talking about the opera singer?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On Wikipedia, it says Maywen Lebesco.
Yo.
I'm glad you did that.
I have no idea who she is.
But yo.
Definitely want to find that. Definitely want to find
that's
that.
A woman. She had all the stones in her tum-tum, man. She brought, man, she make me all, listen, that's the only person that ever been start singing and make a tear like come on my, I can't like, just like drop, like, oh, what the hell?
Yeah,
throw my face.
Some voices, right? There's some songs where you just like.
Like, what?
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It is Barton Howell, brought to you by Goodyear, making the plays that move you forward, Goodyear, more driven. Let's take Mike in Delaware. Mike.
Hello. Yeah, what's up, fellas? How
are
you
doing? Good.
All right, so I was actually calling to put an artist on the list on the top five, and I got an artist.
What do you got?
So I feel like you can't leave Prince off. Prince.
Top five all-time top artist, voices all-time now? Prince? Like, when talent is a different conversation. Voice? He's obviously a great singer, great performer, but voice?
He can
you
sing.
Sure?
It's the thing. It's unique. He got a unique
It is
voice.
Unique. No, unique. Wait,
he's the only
true.
Guy that can dream. He only one of the singers that can sing baritone and soprano.
Yes. Yeah. He but he's an amazing just overall musician, and that includes voice. But again, when you have five, like that's hard to make that list. That's all I'm saying. How about Mark in Pennsylvania, Mark?
Hey guys, what's up?
How you doing?
I got a couple singers for you. Got Josh Groban, Christina Aguilera.
Josh Groban, good one.
Of course, Elvis Christina Presley.
You know what? Bart mentioned Aguilera when we talked to Jeff Saturday about this. That's a low key, amazing, talented voice. Yes.
That voice is crazy.
Yeah.
And also Amy Lee from Evanescence.
Yeah, you know what? That's she's got a great voice too. But again, it's when I say pop, I mean the whole world knows that voice, right? Like that's why it's such an elite list.
Yeah.
And Evanescence as well. Like I know who you're talking about. I don't know if they have that, you know, that kind of mass appeal. But those are good names. I like those names. It's fun to do this. Brian's in New York. Brian,
how you doing, guys?
Good.
If Mike Tomlin had any inkling of going back to college, I guess he must have seen Notre Dame wax up USC this weekend. He was like, "Nah, I'm not going there.
Yeah, I'm all set."
That's
right?
Not my main point.
Yeah.
They got whacked.
I bet you he could recruit the hell out of a school, whacked. Though. Think about it. Mike Tomlin can recruit the hell out of a school. Like, I'm sorry. If you're a blue chip and he's got you in, he's in your living room and you don't go play for him, you're out of your mind.
You're talking to your mama. Your mom, like, oh my God, he's just like Omar Epps. Like, oh my God, he's so hot.
I knew that was
good. But then sitting there, like, he's like, listen. I'm going to have your son here, and he's going to be a man. He ain't going to do nothing he's supposed to. I'm going to kick his ass. You got that, mama? Mama, you don't even have to worry about nothing. Like, well, I trust him.
I'm telling you, when he said there's not enough money in the world, I bet you somebody could find enough money, but I don't blame him.
Yeah, Bezos.
He does have a great job.
Bezos is like, excuse me?
Yeah, not enough money?
Then Tesla, what's the dude from Tesla? It's like, oh, I'm going
to
wait.
They're too worried about going to space right now. Anyways, coming up. One of the greatest captains in any sport joins us next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and we say goodbye to ESPN Plus. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.